The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No, no, no. Alawa. Who need that?
Welcome to the Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now your hosts of the Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
You know, this close to C4, you'd expect the news to just be...
It should be
going like
coming down the pipe, you know?
But, no,
it's weird. It's been a weird couple of weeks.
They're being quiet.
They are.
But that's okay. We'll just make stuff up.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're
the real media does that.
That's right.
Greetings, Star Wars fans. Welcome to the Forcecast for the week of April 20th, 2007. We are the official podcast of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com. And the galaxy is listening. I am Jason, and with me, always, my best buddy, Pete. Hello, were you going to say something?
I was thinking of
you're a little distracted.
I was thinking, I was going, all right, I've got to do a Chewbacca impression this time, but I just don't do a good one. So I was thinking, like, what could I say? But
yeah,
this
that
came
ship
out.
Has sailed.
This came out.
Yeah. Oh.
Nothing. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, say hello to all the folks out there.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Forcecast.
Well, and you know who makes the Forcecast possible?
I believe it's Official Picks.
Some sponsor love, as we have here in the show notes, Official Picks, officialpicks.com, picks with an X. Now, if you head over to their website at, again, the aforementioned officialpicks.com, you will see they have all or most of the, I say most because there are still some outstanding guests that have not confirmed, but they have a good portion of their photos that they'll have available at C4. Two different versions this year. They've got like a kind of a real classy version, which they're calling the Master Picks. And it's got the 30th anniversary logo, and it's kind of got this widescreen sort of look to it. And then if you're a completist and, you know, kind of anal retentive like I am, and you want consistency in all your photos, then you might want to check out the second design, which matches, you know, the design that they've used at previous celebrations. So there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Which is very cool. So check that out at officialpicks.com. Now, Official Picks is spreading the wealth amongst other Star Wars vendors. They have teamed up with Watergraphs. And what this is interesting because I guess what Watergraphs is going to be doing is if you are not attending Celebration and, you know, you've got that Power of the Force 2 Princess Leia figure. And let's face it, folks. You paid $8 at KB Toys for this thing back when, you know, it was tough to find. It was ridiculously tough. Ridiculously tough. So you got it, and you really want Carrie Fisher to autograph this sucker.
And you know she's going to be there.
And you know she's going to be there, but you won't be. So what do? Send it to Watergraphs. And they'll make sure that it gets signed and even personalized. And they've teamed up with Official Picks, and Watergraphs is very, very happy about it. They're saying, quote, "We're proud that Official Picks recognizes the innovative services." It's going to be one of those nights. "That Watergraphs provides to Star Wars fans who demand uncompromising standards when it comes to having personal items autographed by the many celebrities." That's Gary Price, the webmaster at Watergraphs. So this is cool. This is cool. They're also going to team up with BigFanboy.com to help out with actual selling the photographs, the autographed photos, if you're not going to be able to attend C4.
So let it not be said that although some exclusives are absolutely that exclusive, you're not held out if you go to Official Picks, because they will take care of you one way or the other. If you're going to have your own item signed, you can get it to Watergraphs, or you can order from Big Fanboy if you want something autographed, one of their pictures. They've got you covered.
They do have you covered, and that's nice. I mean, they want to make money, and you need what they've got.
That's right.
Right?
Supply and demand. It's a basic economic principle.
Follow your bliss.
we'll more about that, get a little to bit that later.
I'm sorry, I had to say it because it was just
it fits in perfect. So nicely.
I know I stole your thunder. We also want to thank our local newspaper, the Canton Repository. It's actually just the Repository now,
right? They actually should be thanking you.
And
what we'll say is, as we did get some press in our local paper and a very, very nice spread on the entertainment section. And
the inside industry term is package.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry.
Package. At least that's what the editor said to me. Your package looked great.
Yes.
I go, excuse me? I hardly know you, my friend.
Can't we have dinner first?
that went over the head of all of our little young Padawans out there.
Yes. Well, apparently our package did look great. And
anyway, you can check it out at cantonrep.com. Actually, better yet, just go to our show notes. We'll have the link directly to it. I don't think, do you have to sign up to read the rep?
I think you do. You do have to sign up.
It's one of those
little subscription things. You know,
is it quick? It is, just like your email address and your name thing?
Well, I think it's even more general. I think it's like the year of your birth, your gender, and your zip code.
Okay. I like that sites are moving to that.
Yes.
More than, I mean, there's nothing more annoying than, you know, looking at your RSS reader and clicking on a story and you can't read the whole thing.
You can't read the whole thing. It drives me
so
crazy.
So irritating. Kind of like ads on hyperspace, but we'll fire that across the bow here today.
There it is.
Anyway, it was a story, and this happened back in actually November or December, where I was approached by a fellow that worked at the paper, and he was very interested in what Pete and I were doing here, and he says, "Well, we'd like you to write a one-person narrative about this," and. When I first started writing it, I was like, okay, we'll write about all the goofy things that happened to us on a technical basis, you know, not unlike tonight at times. But then the more I was writing, the more I realized that that's really not what makes this interesting.
No.
What makes it interesting is, you know, the 10, 15 emails we get a day from listeners, the voicemails that we get, and the relationship that we've kind of established with each other. That's what's interesting. And so I hope that the article kind of, you know, highlighted that.
It did, but you know what was funny? And I live in the city where the paper came out, and, you know, so there's a lot of people that...
I live and work.
Yeah, I don't, don't really know anything about that, or me, and that came up and said hello, and which is great, which is nice, and I really appreciated it, but it's almost impossible to explain it to anyone who doesn't get it, who doesn't know the passion.
Right.
And every one of our listeners here knows the passion and knows what it's all about. And you can't explain it in words, but, you know, and so you get all these sorts of goofy questions, but I just smile and nod.
Yeah. And, I mean, some people are you know, very, I don't know, they look kind of down on you and, you know, what a geek, you know, how lame are you? But then other people that you would expect to feel that way are really fascinated by it.
Yeah. They want to know more.
Yeah, they do. So that's cool. And it was a lot of fun. So hopefully we're going to get some scanned images, some good scanned images of how it appeared in the paper, because there were some photos. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, I'm talking to Pete here, that, well, to kind of set the stage, on the very front page of the paper, there was this little teaser at the top above the masthead.
Front page.
Front page.
You only get that for beating somebody up. So.
Yeah, really. And it had a picture of Pete and a picture of myself. And under Pete's name, it said Swank. And under my name, it said Natal. Well, then the next day, they corrected it.
The retraction.
There was a retraction.
I did see the retraction. So
that was cool. I demand a retraction.
Yes. That's as much press coverage as I've ever gotten in my life.
Right.
Two days in a row. So.
We'll have scans so you can see how funny this looked. They did a great job with the layout.
It really looked great. I was very happy to see
it. To be on the front page of my local newspaper next to Yoda.
It doesn't get any
better than that for me. That's just the coolest thing. So anyway, we also want to welcome to the Forcecast, Force.net family, Mike Barrick. Now, I'm sure you probably remember hearing Mike's name. He was the winner on what, our Allegiance contest.
The Allegiance contest.
What did Mike win? I can't remember.
He won a signed copy of Allegiance.
Oh, he won the Zahn book.
Yes,
okay.
He was one of the grand prize winners. Yeah. Now, joining TheForce.net as a
contributor
correspondent was not actually part of the contest. We don't want to make that quite clear, but Mike was also was in the running to join the staff, and we're happy to have him aboard. So
absolutely,
welcome, Mike. Old friend Mike.
Yeah, yes, it is, and it's just proof. I mean, if you want to get involved in the Star Wars community, I mean, Pete and I are living, breathing proof that one, you don't have to know everything.
No.
I mean, I am so much more into the six films than I am any of the books, any of the comics. There are some select books that I'll read or listen to. There are some comics that I will read, but I pride myself in being an absolute student of the films, and that's where my passion is. And the 3¾-inch line. Pete is much more of an EU guy, much more of a gamer. Not to say they're not into the films. By any stretch, but you're a little more into the EU than I am, and
Still don't know everything,
right?
And by a long shot,
you don't have to, and you know, you got folks like us and Mike. If you want to get involved, just do it. Email Dustin, email Jay, email us, and just say, "Hey, I want to get involved." We'll try to find something for you to do. I mean, it may not happen immediately. Like, his name escapes me, but we had this.
Alex.
Mick and Alex, right. Alex was a little upset that we don't have enough Lego news. And I said, well, hey, man, just send us a Lego update. And he did. It was an audition. And after about 2.5 months, I finally, and it was no slight against Alex. It was just that I just didn't have time. And so I finally listened to it. And he did a great job, and so hopefully he's going to be submitting some of those to us. So we're always on the lookout for as ways to include the listeners and the folks. And I know Dustin and Jay and Dan and everybody feels the same way. May not happen immediately, but if you're really persistent, we'll find something for you to do. Well, little congratulations are in order. Some late breaking news here as we go to record the show. Harrison Ford, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, Jack Ryan, one of the coolest men alive. Of course, I have my love-hate thing going on with him. But he's engaged.
Congratulations. To Calista Flockhart.
You didn't watch Ellie McBeal, did you?
I did not.
See, if you watched Ellie McBeal, all right.
I would be more...
All right, gentlemen out there. I watched Ellie McBeal when I was in college because my wife, well, she wasn't my wife then, but my girlfriend at the time, loved it. And I got to say, she got me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of Boston Legal, which I know, Pete, you and I both are.
Yes.
It's worth going back and watching some Ally McBeal reruns because the humor, that bridge that they straddle between, humor and drama is there. It's a good show. And the reason I say this is because she grows on you. She does.
Apparently she did on Harrison Ford as well.
She did on Harrison Ford. So... there you have it.
Congratulations to the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know a good DJ.
64 years old, Harrison.
Never too late. 64 and 42.
42. What do they call that? May, December?
You're my hero. In more ways
actually,
than just
Actually, Calista being 42, it strikes me. I mean, I just picture her as, like, you know, she's like the forever, like, you know, 29 or 30-year-old in my mind.
Yeah.
But at any rate, congratulations to them. Also, it might be a little premature, we don't know, but maybe some congratulations to one of my favorite characters, Jedi Master Yoda. He is in the lead over at USPS for the stamp.
It may be a little premature. There's only 35 more days to go.
How many votes? I mean, it's
over 150,000 so far.
Check it out over at uspsjedimaster.com. They've got regular updates on how the voting is going. I guess Darth Vader is very close by.
I'm sure he's nipping at his heels as only we can see or dream about having happened in the past.
Now, hopefully, they don't have the same problem that American Idol is having.
No, where they're
you're
just
voting for the loser.
Vote the worst.
It's like, you know, the class geek for prom king.
But see, the difference is there is no Sanjaya amongst these Star Wars stamps.
Who would the Sanjaya be in the Star Wars universe?
It would be Ben Quadnero. Everybody knows that.
Well, that's Kyle Newman's pick.
Yes, Kyle would definitely say it was Ben Quadnero.
Who is the Sanjaya? I mean, is it Poat Snitkin?
It would have to be somebody that we kind
you know,
of like.
No, but I know. Dengar.
Yeah.
Any Dengar fans out there? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of and Lobot.
I'm telling you, Lobot is the unsung hero of the original trilogy, my friend.
You kind of like Lobot. He kind of grows on you.
Looks like my high school principal.
But there's nothing distinguishing about Lobot except for him doing the the two-finger point.
Yeah, he gives guns, kind of like like the guy on Love Boat.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Anyway.
This is derailing fast, my friend.
Yes, this might be a new record for the Force.
Speaking of Yoda, if you're in the Northbrook, Illinois, or Lawrenceville, Georgia areas, a couple of malls there are going to be having, as part of the 30th anniversary celebration, they're going to be erecting a 8-foot-tall Yoda made out of Legos. That is cool. That is very cool. I wish I was there. Love Jedi Master Yoda. And I have actually I've seen some of these mall exhibits. I haven't seen a Star Wars one, per se, but I've seen some of these amazing, huge statues and environments made out of Lego. And so if you're in those areas, it's worth taking a trip out there and snapping a few pictures and sending them to us at podcast@theforce.net. I'd love to see some photos of that. What are you laughing at?
That's just a shameless plug, and I love it.
What for?
for us getting photos of the 8-foot Yoda.
Ah, shameless plugs. I don't know anything about that. Well, I think we've got this whole thing figured out now.
Yes, I'm using the actual standard calendar now.
The Roman Greco calendar.
Yes, I'm not using the sundial calendar anymore. We are 5 weeks. 5 weeks to go until C4.
You know what that means? Only 5 more weeks till I'm so hepped up on Dramamine and any other barely legal substance.
There was a couple other things I was going to go to before that, but we are at 5 weeks nonetheless. And, of course, we've been giving out tips. And this is one that I've been saving for when we've gotten a little bit close, and it's one that's kind of resonated for me a lot.
You've put more than 30 seconds of thought into this one.
I have put more than 30 seconds of thought into this one. This is probably the biggest one I can give to you, is get out there and talk to people. Everybody that's there, obviously the celebrities and the personalities are a little bit of a different breed because you have to pay and go up and talk to them. But I'm talking about,
and us too. You got to pay to talk to them.
Yeah, right. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the guys at theforce.net. I'm talking about the artists. I'm talking about the, all the dealers and the people from Hasbro and the people from Sideshow. All those people are there to talk to you. They're as excited as you are to be there. And, I previewed last week that we're going to have some interviews with some of the artists, and I did talk to some of them last night, and that's the thing that they said the most often is they can't wait to get there either. They're so excited to be there, and they're happy because they're going to be more of a part of things this time around. So get out, talk to people, and I have to say this comes from a personal anecdote, and you may not even know this. When we were at C3, I went out and you were off getting something, and I kind of sat off onto the side in one of the deal rooms, and I was sitting across from Jan Deresma for probably about 10 minutes, and I knew who she was, I knew her work, but I didn't say a word to her, and I completely regret it because now, 2 years later, I've talked to Jan, and she's an awesome person. She's so fun to talk to.
Yep.
She's so into it. She's as much a fan as everybody else. So talk to these people. They really want to hear from you. They want to talk to you. They love being there. And that's what we're out there to do. We
Except
want to talk
maybe
to
Peter
people.
Mayhew.
Well, the personalities themselves, you may see, Rick Olie standing there looking a little bit grumpy. You may not want to approach him. But, for the most part, people want to be there. And
in all fairness to Peter, I just have to say, we're not here. We're not talking bad about anybody. We did have that voicemail where Peter was apparently having a bad day, but it can happen to anyone.
Sure.
So a lot of these guys, these folks are going to be traveling a long ways to get there. So they might be a little lagged, you know, especially the ones coming from Europe and that area. So
sure.
Have patience with them. But Pete, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the one thing that was so great about Celebration was just the feeling of community there. And by all means, we are nobody. So come up and talk to us if you see us.
You know,
we want to meet you.
And if you are going to ask for our autograph, we're more than happy to autograph things. But don't just ask for our autograph and walk away. We want to talk to you. Stay there and hang out with us.
Yeah, well, you think anyone's going to ask us for our autograph?
Yeah, I just want... Well, you know, people have been asking me for the last couple of days. I think they're joking.
Gosh, merciful Lord, I hope so.
Yeah.
But we'll be happy to sign anything you got.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, we'll kind of go into some of this Celebration news here before our music bed runs out.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're talking about exclusives, and not to be left out, StarWarsShop.com has their own exclusive. Now, I know some folks have already seen the animated Boba Fett maquette that's been out. They did like a black and white version, kind of a, you know, Art Deco version, and then they did another one that... he was painted true to his movie look. They've got another one, another paint job here that makes him look as he did in his very first appearance, which would have been the holiday special. So, are you still with me?
I'm there, man.
All right. I thought I said something wrong. Just got really quiet. So this is pretty cool. So you want to check that out. It's available at StarWarsShop.com. Hopefully they're going to do pre-orders. Because there's only 1,000 pieces, 700 at Celebration 4, and only 300 at Celebration Europe. So.
I was actually just checking to see if there was a pre-order up, and there is, in fact, not.
There is not. Oh.
Still.
Well, which is strange, because this is coming from StarWarsShop.com and Gentle Giant, so go figure. Also, this was just announced. Now, last week we talked about our friends Chris Macht and company that are working on the film The Force Among Us. Well... That will be shown, the film will be shown at Celebration 4 on May 28th. It'll be an hour long, and there will be a Q&A panel and all kinds of other good stuff. So check them out at theforceamongus.com. We've got 5 weeks to go till Celebration 4. More news coming up.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer, I have good news.
Well, we might as well start off with, what do you think? Little indie news?
This again.
Well, for those of you who didn't watch the show or listen to the show last week, Pete regaled us with his latest bad impression, that of Sean Connery, Sir Sean Connery. And
sure, get it right.
Now you can actually watch Pete do the impression. Yes, over it. Is that at YouTube yet?
That is not on YouTube yet. Okay. It is actually still in the forums, but we'll be working on getting on the YouTube channel. So,
yep, the ForceNet, ThEForceNet, over at YouTube. You want to check that out. But meanwhile, we've got some indie updates for you. Okay. Probably the biggest thing is there's a working title. Now, this has been kind of passed around ever since, you know, news started to break about the film. Indiana Jones and the City of the Gods. Where's Ewan McGregor to fall over laughing?
At least it's not Attack of the City of the Gods.
So that is kind of what one source, as it's being reported, points to as the current title for the film. Some casting confirmation, Shia LaBeouf, or whatever. Shay? Is it Shay?
I think it's Shay LaBeouf.
Shay LaBeouf, who hosted Saturday Night Live last week.
And is in Disturbia all across the country and
right.
Hopefully making its way to Europe.
Yeah, and he was making some press by denouncing and denying the rumors that he was in the movie. And then 2 days later, he's like, wow, I was just hoping that the rumors were true.
Surprise!
Of course, he's going to be in Transformers, so I think that's probably where Steven Spielberg got the first idea.
Well, and Steven Spielberg did Disturbia, too, so...
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. So they've got a little history going on.
Now, some sad news. It appears that the great character of Sala, played by the wonderful John Rhys Davies, will not be in Indy 4, as it stands now. And
it's a crime.
It is a crime. For those of you who don't remember Sala, let's see if this might ring a bell.
A British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird.
I am the monarch of the sea. That was always my favorite.
Yeah, you know, one of my absolute favorite moments is the in the third one in Last Crusade. When he's there with Brody,
and he's, Marcus, right. Give it to Marcus,
and he's talking to the one of the toughs, and he's like, "Run!" And the guy just keeps talking,
yes.
He's like, "Run!" Yeah, right.
What?
That setup,
yes.
Is so good.
It is great
when he's like, Marcus speaks all these different languages. He'll blend
he'll
in.
Blend
you'll
in,
never
he'll
find
disappear.
Him. Does anybody speak English? That just kills me every single time.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
So there you have it, your indie update. Not a whole lot of news, but enough to get us excited. I am excited.
I am
May
excited.
May 2008, Indiana Jones 4 will sweep into theaters. We've got some more headlines, Star Wars ones even, coming up in just a moment. How's that for a transition?
Beautiful.
All right. Well, what would be a good place to start? How about with the maker himself?
Otto Rex. Which some people may think this is a car wreck in the making.
What, our show this week?
Yeah, this show.
Come on now.
This show every week.
All right. Now last week, we were talking about this because there was a profile done of Josh Morrow, I think was his
right.
name, the fellow from the soap operas, who was in this race, the pro celebrity race. What was the full name of it? The Toyota something, right?
The Toyota celebrity race.
Yeah, the pro celebrity Grand Prix or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, it's basically, you know, these celebrities pay an obscene amount of money to drive real race cars and race for real. And we know that George has been a big fan of racing ever since he was a kid. Hence, you know, a lot of the different racing
chase scenes,
yeah, exactly, and all that in his films. Well, I had thought when we were talking about this last week that the race was over, because again that profile ran on Josh Morrow, and there's that great picture of him and George hanging out. George had the Han shot for a shirt and
right.
the big old aviator glasses. Well, it was just this past weekend, the race. They had been doing various whatever you call that, you know,
practice runs,
trial
runs,
or whatever. My brother's the big racing fan in our family. But at any rate, so George is in the race, bunch of celebrities, Robin Quivers from the Howard Stern Show, this Josh Morrow guy, Martina Navratilova. And now this is what George had to say before the race started.
I would say the odds are about right.
About right.
I'm here to have fun. I'm fairly confident I'm not going to win.
Oh, okay.
There's about three or four guys that are determined to win. And then there's another group behind us, the professionals, that are determined to win. And there's the rest of us in the middle that are, I think, here to just have a good time.
Do you notice how at ease he sounded there? Why is he more at ease talking about racing than he is Star Wars?
Yeah, you know, it's out of his element.
It's his passion.
That's right.
You know, I mean, not to say that he's not passionate about Star Wars, but it's a little bit different.
That's his job.
Exactly. But there, you know, it's like, you know, well, let's get back to the race, shall we? So this race that, according to George, was all about fun... turned into a little bit of a competition as he attempted to, well, he attempted a move that amongst the analysts that were watching the race was just absolutely impossible to achieve, and he wrecked, and wrecked into another one of the drivers. Lucas says, looking back, it was way too risky. I was caught up in the moment. I thought when I slammed on the brakes that I'd be able to handle it, but the car couldn't. That's right. It wasn't George.
That's right.
It was the car. But I guess they called the race, two laps early.
Because of the wreck.
Because of the wreck.
Way to go.
Way to go, George.
Do you think he was sitting in his car
and he's going, this is a risky move. No, then, what does he say?
I think this is a risky move. And then he goes, but I'm George Lucas. Do you know who I am? So he went into Han Solo mode and...
Yeah, exactly.
And plowed. Yes, exactly. He became...
You're all clear, kid. Whoops.
Yes. And unfortunately plowed into some mother of four who had paid $50,000 through an auction to be in the race.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, but what a better experience. You know, you're in this race, you're happy, and then all of a sudden you get taken out of the race by George Lucas, and you look back, and he goes, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd say, look, hey, for a private tour of the ranch and the archives, I'm willing to look beyond this.
That's
right.
I won't sue.
But, I mean, it sounds like everybody, I mean, for the most part, this is a great example of... the way the media kind of treated this, where it was like, you know, oh, what was the headline on this story? It was pass attempt by Lucas is a flop. The curtain drops. You know, I mean, it's the same template that they had carved out for all of the prequels. They were right. All secretly hoping for them to bomb
yes.
and flop and be bad. And, you know, it's like they write the story ahead of time and then the real thing comes out.
They just cross their fingers.
Yeah. I mean, so there's an element of that, too. And I mean, we're probably making a bigger deal of this than it is. I mean, when you actually read the story, they talk about how everybody was mad at him, and then there was only one quote, and it really wasn't even that bad.
No, it wasn't.
It was just, I was disappointed that we didn't get to finish the race.
Yeah, he made a pretty bonehead move, I guess, is what,
right.
what it kind of comes down to.
I think it came down to he was trying to cut somebody off,
yeah.
trying to pass somebody, and well, like you do in a race.
You know, this was pod racing. And, but it was not really pod racing.
Right.
So,
well,
you know, he got the Ben Quadraneros treatment.
Well, you know, we kind of skipped this story when we were doing our Celebration 4 update, but there's some legs to this. The latest round of attendees, celebrity attendees, has been announced, and there are three guests of honor pending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are the guests of honor that we know?
We know Carrie Fisher.
Carrie.
We know Anthony Daniels.
Tony.
And...
who are we missing?
I don't know.
I'm on the spot. Are we missing anybody? I think we're missing somebody.
We must be missing someone.
Well, see, you see, folks, if we divert ourselves from our show notes...
it all goes awry.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll know. And you don't need to send us an email, because by the time we get your email, we'll have already... I think Pete's looking it up right now.
That's right.
But anyway...
beauty of the internet.
The latest additions to the list include Jake Lloyd.
Yippee!
We're all happy about Jake. Now, actually, Pete and I had a chance to watch Jake's conversation that he had with Warwick Davis at C3. And Jake was very, very cool. Very
yes.
laid back. Very fun. Very nice guy. Now, we got an email from a fellow that runs an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan site. And I believe it is, I'm not looking at it right now, but I believe it's thearnoldfans.com. So you want to check that out for you Arnold Schwarzenegger fans. I'm a big Arnold fan. And he's a big Star Wars fan, too. And he's going to be at C4. But he will be waiting in line to meet Jake Lloyd with a Turbo Man doll to get signed. Not anything Star Wars related, which I thought was kind of cool. Some other names that are going to be there. Ken Colley, who was Admiral Piet. Yeah, Admiral Piet.
Don't fail me, Admiral. That was the worst.
No, that wasn't bad at all. Nina Fallon, who is Stas Ali in episode 3. Also, Tom Kane. You're saying, who's Tom Kane? And you're still wondering that because my finger slipped off the button.
May the Force be with you.
That voice should sound familiar. Tom Kane provided the voice of Yoda in the animated Clone Wars series. Also, Anthony Forrest is going to be there. Played a stormtrooper in A New Hope. And Fixer, who we never really saw. Unless you have the deleted scenes on YouTube.
Yes.
Julian Glover, who I'm very excited about. Walter Donovan, in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. We were just talking about that. Aragog in Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets. General Veers. I never knew that he was General Veers.
I did not know that either. But now that you think about it.
Oh, yeah. The look. Yeah. The eyes.
Same look.
Yeah. And for you James Bond fans out there, he was also Christatos in For Your Eyes Only, who is sort of the creepy guy that was training the skater, the figure skater. All right.
Excellent.
I know my buddy over at beingjamesbond.com. I know that he's with me on this. Let's see. Zach Jensen. Good shot, Jensen. No, not that guy. But Kit Fisto. He played Kit Fisto. Matt Lucas. Now, you all know Matt Lucas.
I know you don't think I'm ready for a command of my own, but I am the best pilot in the order.
He was the voice of Anakin Skywalker. I like that these Clone Wars guys are going to be there.
And the photos for the Clone Wars guys are awesome.
Oh, they're great over at Official Picks. Yeah, check those out. Also, Andy Secombe, you know him.
Pinake, Kabariyako!
Yeah, Watto. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
That's him.
Howie Weed. Howie Weed is going to be there. We love Howie. Now, here, to refresh your memory, here's Howie.
Was that a wampa I heard?
That was. He was the wampa in the special edition. So this is, I mean, my gosh. Do we have a tally of how many have confirmed, Pete?
I'm going to check at this very moment.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Just to say, yeah.
And by the way, Jake Lloyd is the third guest of honor.
Jake is the third guest of honor. Okay. So there are still three outstanding, I believe.
Yes.
I believe. Two or three outstanding. Mark Hamill.
Better be.
Come on, Mark. What are you doing, man? I'll tell you what he's doing.
he's
on the Greg the Bunny show.
No, it's not Greg the Bunny.
It's not Greg the Bunny?
Bronx Bunnies.
Oh, Bronx Bunny. Wasn't there a Greg the Bunny
there
show?
There was, and it was a funny show.
Seth Green's show, right?
Seth Green and Eugene Levy.
A big Star Wars fan, Seth Green. Well, that's true. Mark Hamill will be on the Bronx Bunny show, and that'll be on, let's see, as this show goes live, it will have been on, that's right, 2 days ago. So, excellent planning, Forcecasters.
Well done.
Well played. Well, if it's like any other show that's on, I think this is on Showtime, I want to say. It'll be repeated.
It'll be on 18 times between now and Sunday.
Right. Now, we have to say, the Bronx Bunny show works blue, baby. They are not for the kiddies. No young Padawans. Our own Jimmy Mack, it was very difficult for him to find a clip for us to play that was even remotely clean. But I think he did that. So let's see if we've got a clip of the Bronx Bunny show with Mark Hamill.
Once, one of the most recognizable faces in the movie business.
That's right.
No? Not so recognizable, but a legend nonetheless.
That's right.
The one and only Luke Skywalker, a.k.a. Mark Hamill. How you doing, pal?
Pretty good, despite that introduction.
Really?
Good.
Now, I don't know if you... Did you watch the clip?
I have not watched the clip.
It has that same feeling of, you know, the Space Ghost coast-to-coast interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mark's there with the puppets, do you remember the Space Ghost Coast to Coast on Cartoon Network?
Okay. Yes.
When they do the celeb interviews, and they were having a conversation, but there was just enough of a delay and a weirdness that made it funny. Well, this has kind of got a similar style, but it's really quite raunchy. So, in all seriousness, I mean, you want to watch it? That, you know, maybe the younger kids are like, "Ooh, Luke Skywalker,
no,
Daddy,
no.
Why is he saying that? why is the nice bunny saying all those nasty things?" But you just want to be careful because it is not for the children.
No.
But it's good to see Mark making the rounds. He must have something to promote, so hopefully he'll be around at C4. He's my childhood hero.
You know, he's
got to
be there, even if he's just going to sign Force Commander gear or whatever.
Whatever his comic book was at the time.
Right. Even if it's his movie, he just needs to be there. And
he does.
He seems like he'd be a great guy. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He would just, because he was in Clerks 2 and the Clerks movies and all that kind of stuff. So you know he has a sense of humor about it.
Absolutely. So we're hoping he's going to be there. And then there's somebody else. Now, this this next story, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say, but I saw it this morning. We got to talk about it.
Okay.
There's a Darth Vader hot air balloon. Did you see the pictures of this thing?
I have seen the pictures, and it is the coolest hot air balloon I've ever seen.
Absolutely the coolest. I mean, you've seen the hot air balloons that are like, you know, the soda can,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever. This is Darth Vader's helmet. And I don't mean like a round, you know, balloon with a picture of Darth Vader. I mean a three-dimensional helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Benoit Lambert is the guy that created it. And he's actually from Belgium. And I don't know how else to really what it was. You just got to see the photos, and he takes it around, and he actually ended up getting permission from Lucasfilm to do this. Now, he paid for it all himself, and then contacted these folks that are the world's largest manufacturer of hot air balloons, and sent them some photos and plotted it out, and you know the engineers were pretty happy to take on the task, and voila, you've got this unbelievably huge Darth Vader helmet that rises, you know, from the ground. I mean, it's just totally, totally cool. I mean, it really would be intimidating, I think, in a, like if you weren't expecting it.
Well, and especially for someone as yourself that doesn't really like to be off the ground, this would be something, you know.
I was thinking about that.
You got Vader above, you got the ground below. It's the worst case scenario for you.
I actually emailed the guy. There's a website. It's darthvaderballoon.be, B like boy, E like Edward, as in Belgium. But I emailed him because, of course, being Cantonians, we're here with we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame Festival, and part of that is the Balloon Classic, mm-hmm. Hot Air Balloon Classic. Every kid growing up in the greater northeastern Ohio area has gone to this thing. And I emailed him and said, you've got to bring the balloon here. Contact these people and bring it over here, because it's a big balloon fest.
It's very big.
And how cool would it be? And then I started having these nightmares. All right, the guy responds. Let's say he responds. And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. You know, August rolls around. Forcecast guys, you know, we go out there to cover it. He says, I'll take you for a ride. I say, no way.
I'm already in the basket. I'm like, come on, Jason.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. Sell crazy someplace else, my friend. I am all stocked up. But I mean, it's cool. So you got to check it out again. DarthVaderBalloon.be.
Lord Vader.
Yes, Master.
Rise.
Up and away.
Is Jimmy Mack not like one of the most insanely talented people you know?
He's so good. Oh, that's great.
We hadn't heard that before we did the show.
We're both dancing like idiots.
Oh my gosh. All right, what else do we got going on here?
We got a new Topps trading card set coming out.
Oh, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's, of course, the 30th anniversary trading card set, and they have some previews, and we'll have the link on our show notes. But what makes it very cool is that we've actually gotten to talk to a lot of these people that are involved in this. And they're great cards. They run the gambit of, you know, very serious and great sketches to some spoofs and that type of thing. And, you know, people that we know and people I've talked to recently, Kat Staggs and Matt Bush, Allison Son and Grant Gould, Russell Walks and Joe Caroni and, you know, all these other people that we've been talking to and we've had conversations with, they're all going to be doing some of these cards. So I'm very excited to see them because you get a kind of an insight, and this rolls right into what we've been doing. On Monday, we're going to debut the very first of our talks with artists that are going to be at C4. And it is with Kat, Allison, Grant, and Russell. And I had a great time doing it, and they're really great people, which is, again, just reiterated the point of make sure you talk to these people because they really want to be engaged with you guys.
Yeah, they want the feedback. That's for sure.
And, you know, a lot of them got their starts doing these sketch cards, and so a lot of these are going to be really great Star Wars cards. And then the nice thing is that all of them are done by people who really, really care.
Well, and, you know, that's one of the things I think that has really marked the Star Wars renaissance is the fact that the people that grew up with Star Wars are now the ones that are maybe not in charge, but are having such an active role in its presentation. You know, Pete and I talked about this weeks ago about when you look at some of the marketing for the films when they originally came out, it's kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have that super cool presentation that the marketing for Star Wars does now, because the people that are in those jobs grew up with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very cool. How cool is the one with Obi-Wan there? That
it's
look
great.
On his face?
It's great.
It's amazing. So we'll have the links in our show notes. You can take a look at these. When are these going to be out? I would imagine sometime this spring.
I think we're going to get a lot more information coming through once we hit C4, and
yeah.
And I think Topps is going to have another huge display there like they did at the last at C3. So
right. Well, and for you collectors out there, we have a little bit of collecting news for you.
A fine addition to my collection.
Hey, what are you trying to push on us?
He's worth a lot to me.
Action figures each sold separately.
Actually, I think that last story should have probably been in this segment, but who's counting, right?
Right.
Well, for those of you that are 3 3/4-inch collectors, I know there's some of you out there already going, why are they talking about collecting?
It's because they won't give us any more C4 news, for crying out loud.
Right. That's right. Give us some clips of the Clone Wars cartoon series, for gosh sakes. We'll have something else to talk about. But there it is, fan choice revealed. The Darth Revan figure. Now, he looks better than he did the last time we saw him. He was kind of naked. He was all pink. Just the prototype. But this is the fully painted and fully operational Darth Revan.
Fantastic.
Get that one out. But this is pretty cool. Have you seen this?
I have. And Revan is one of those characters that's almost hard to even kind of conceive what he should look like, because you spend so much time as the character Revan playing Knights of the Old Republic, the original, that you don't really see, because you're seeing through his eyes. You are that character. You don't really see what he ultimately becomes. So here he is, and it's a really cool character. He's got a great mask, a great costume, and the Art Deco is great. He's fan choice number one, and well, he should be.
Absolutely, and he'll be turning up in Wave 5. Of this year's 30th anniversary series of figures, should be sometime around June. I got to say, it's probably the best EU figure that they've done.
And there's been some great ones.
There have been some great ones, but this one's really outstanding.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to get this one. And again, I'm not the biggest EU buff by any stretch.
Right, and you haven't even finished Knights of the Old Republic.
I haven't
yet,
even
so.
Started it, my friend.
Well, I wanted to give you a little credit.
What, my geek cred?
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little cred.
Yeah, well, at any rate. But check it out. We'll have the link on our show notes. Thanks to the folks over at Toy Fair Magazine. They're the ones that sort of helped bring this about, the fan choice poll that they've done for the last couple of years. And so Darth Revan is in the house, and he'll be available in June. Now, thanks to our good buddy Dan Curdo, who he and a number of others over at Rebel Scum worked tirelessly on rounding up the Q&A, the question and answers that we have with Hasbro and all the various fan sites, collecting sites have. And I've asked Dan to kind of give me the highlights, you know, what are the bigger things. And so he was kind enough to send this along. Some confirmation here. We've had some questions about the Hasbro exclusives at C4, which is of course the two-pack, the McQuarrie 3PO and R2, and the Luke. Some clarification here. The McQuarrie droids, they will be exclusive to C4 and Celebration Europe. They are Gen Con exclusives. So there are no plans right now to make these available after for non-attendees. Those of you who remember the C3 Vader, it was available.
Very limited.
Yeah, limited, but it was available online. Now, the McQuarrie Luke is a Hasbro Toy Shop exclusive, so that very well may show up.
May.
Any Battlestar Galactica fans in the His House? Classic Galactica and Cylon Heavy Radar are confirmed for the Titanium Series 3-inch vehicles. Thought I would just throw that in there. Now, see, I got no complaining from you because you like Battlestar.
Had
that been a Star Trek story, you would have ripped my lung out.
I wouldn't have. I would have just sighed and rolled my eyes I always do.
But that's what it does to me. Rips my heart out. All right. 2005's Clone Attack on Coruscant and Jedi vs. Sith will be repackaged in the 30th anniversary designs. More repacks.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting. There's going to be some single-carded Galactic Heroes figures that are going to be available at places like Family Dollar and Big Lots.
That's kind of cool.
It's different. It's different. So if you're interested in just getting certain individual figures, you don't want to buy the three packs, go to your local Family Dollar and Big Lots. I haven't been to a Family Dollar in a long time. I worked at a radio station that used to do opening events at Family Dollars. Pretty scary sometimes, I got to tell you. Now, this is interesting. The delay of The Force Unleashed has resulted in some shifting around of 30th anniversary collection figures. But he's a little bit coy.
Well, we'll have to see.
Means. We'll have to
I'm
see
sure
what happens.
The plans are
Dan
still...
Dan the Man is in the know, but he's not at liberty to say.
Right.
At this point.
I have no comment on that at this time.
Thank you for playing the role of Dan. Now, there will be no more animated style figures. But that doesn't mean that there aren't figures based on the animated series. That's all we'll say.
Again, I have no further comment about that at this time.
Here's some it's disappointing news for you vehicle fans out there. We're not likely to see a cloud car in the future.
It is kind of a boring vehicle.
Do you find it boring?
Well,
or is that just what the show notes say?
Well, I was agreeing with the show notes and the fact that, I mean, it's kind of cool, but what does it really do?
Well, how about apology accepted? Captain Nita.
He dies.
Captain Nita dies. Well, he's going to be a figure, maybe. He's a strong contender for the next couple of years. I needed me a Captain Nita.
I think we all need a Captain Nita.
You know, the vintage guy looked a lot like Captain Nita. Do you remember the vintage Imperial officer in the black?
Yeah, I think that may have been the basis.
It may have been. I used him as Moff Jared a lot because I always liked Moff Jared. And they finally made a figure of him. Looks nothing like Moff Jared. Do you notice that? It really doesn't.
It really doesn't. But you
I
know
mean,
what?
It's a great figure as far as the you know the everything. The body sculpt is great, and the detailing is great. But I don't know. Did he not sign off on this thing or what? Because it doesn't look any more like him than I do. And there's also a helmetless image of the Snowtrooper that's been available online for you. So if you do some digging, you can check that out.
I'll bet the helmetless Snowtrooper kind of looks like Tamara Morrison.
I'm betting that it does. And I smell another Shadow Trooper with these helmetless troopers. At least they have to actually hollow out the helmet, you know? I mean,
that's
it takes a little bit of work instead of just spray painting it black. I kid.
You kid because you love.
I kid because I love. Now, you Battlefront fans, how about a couple of Battlefront box sets of figures? Yes, they are repaints and repacks. But, well, just to refresh your memory.
When news of the first advance reached the 501st, we knew that now we'd have to take the battle into space.
The Battlefront figure packs, there are going to be two of them. This is interesting. Six different figures in each set, priced at $39.99, possible release date in October. Basically, you got a droids. You got a set of clone troopers, and then I got a set of different droids. Pete, any standouts here in your mind? I mean, are this?
We already have the Galactic Marine. That was the one that I always was hoping to get, but they do a nice job of at least giving them the same look and feel of the characters in the game.
Okay.
So if you, I don't know why you would want to recreate scenes from the game that you were playing, but if you did, this could be one of them. But there are just some good, unique characters that are in there, and you can gauge your dioramas or what have you around these characters. So I think it's something that's definitely good. And if nothing else, it's at least another step forward in getting some of the video game characters. We've already had the Republic Commando guys. We're getting the Battlefront 2 guys. We're getting Darth Revan. So now we can start to move into getting some of these characters that...
Now we can just get some of the characters from the novels.
Well, but that's also an extension of that. You know, a lot of the characters from the novels showed up in Jedi Academy.
Right.
And some of the other video games that have come out. And
I guess I'm thinking more like the, you know, the Solo twins...
right.
That's the kind of along the lines that I'm thinking.
Anything we can do to move forward on
that. But you're right. It's all a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. So I'm excited to see these, and even though they're repacks, as we've seen before, even repacks of clones tend to do pretty well. So,
well, there is one thing that I am very excited about.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Ooh, yeah.
That's right. Star Wars stands are coming, and you might have recognized these stands from the Saga Collection. Well, a lot of people like myself, it's one of my big pet peeves when I go to put a loose figure in my case that he falls over. Mm-hmm. He or she falls. It's always the women too. The women, they just can't stand up.
They tend to be a little
top heavy. Get the little teeny feet, you know.
Right.
But anyway, this is very, very cool. Star Wars or Hasbro. Has these packs of 40 collector stands. You can get them through HasbroToyShop.com. More details are going to be announced at Celebration 4. I think they go on sale, actually, at Celebration 4. Each pack contains 40 stands, 6 Phantom Menace stands, 6 Attack of the Clones stands, 7 Revenge of the Sith stands, 7 A New Hope stands, 6 Empire Strikes Back stands, 6 Return of the Jedi stands, and 2 EU stands. And these are great. I mean, they are they're the original logos, original film logos, and then the expanded universe is very cool too. I am very excited about these.
Because I know you are.
Yeah, because they're better than just the regular, you know, round discs. And if you order, they're going to come with yellow stickers, a sheet of stickers with the different character names, very reminiscent of, as you and I were talking about the other night, with if you remember the old collector cases,
Darth Vader collector,
the vintage
case.
Ones, right? Mm-hmm. Or the Chewie bandolier, the 3PO case, where they had the stickers and you could put the which never worked for me because I would never put them back in the right spot. but at any rate,
you who
I know
it was OCD. You would not put that back in there.
Well, back then I played hard with those toys.
Well,
I lost all my weapons. I know you were big into the weapons thing. You kept all your weapons. You've got a fantastic vintage collection. If you haven't seen it, check it out. You don't spend enough time, actually. You need to do another video where you spend a lot of time on your vintage stuff.
Well,
because
but I need to give
there's a video over at YouTube.
Right. I need to give it a little more love because I have all the weapons. I need to pull them back out, put them with their characters and...
Well, and this is cool. I mean, there were some requests on our forums over at rebelscum.com for Pete and I to show off our collections. Much, much easier for Pete to do than I, because Pete's is displayed. He's got a whole room dedicated.
I still have the display for at least a few precious more months.
Until I move in with her. but I don't. I have most of mine are in boxes, in comic long boxes, and my figures are all carded. I do have some stuff on display. But if you go over to YouTube and check out our official Force.net channel over at The ThForceNet, you can see Pete's video, and it's great. But you have a great vintage collection. Everything is... I was really impressed. I hadn't seen your collection in a while, and you've done a fantastic job with the display.
Why, thank you.
So can you just tell people about what they're going to see maybe when they go onto the video?
Well, it's a square room that I have, and what I've done is kind of put things along the walls, kind of going all the way around, and a display in the middle. So as you go through, it starts with the Unleashed, and then it kind of moves through more of the modern stuff, kind of gets into the 12-inch, goes to the vintage stuff, some of the more modern stuff again, and then 12-inch in the middle. So, you know, it just gives you kind of and unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on what your view is, that's not my entire collection, but that's just the stuff that I ended up being able to to display, but that was one thing that I made a deal with myself when I bought my house. Since I was buying it by myself, I said, if I'm going to buy a house, I'm going to have a room dedicated just to my collection, because I know eventually I'm going to not be able to do that. So,
and that day is upon you, my friend.
It is approaching rapidly.
It is reality, my friend.
Yes.
But, no, it's very cool. So check it out, and hopefully I'll be able to. I'm going to be doing a big inventory, so I might try to catalog that or videotape that. Again, over at YouTube at TheForceNet, TheForceNet, for those of you who can't spell.
This is the Weekly Forcecast with Jason and Pete.
A Jedi's power lies within his own... Are you even listening to me?
What? Yes. You were saying, may the Force be with me?
No, I did not. Jedi Knight. Jedi dumbass.
The galaxy is listening.
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message after the message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him. It's a trick. Send no reply.
Well, we've got some we've got a Star Wars tale and some listener mail for you. We're going to kick off things with who do we have here? We got John from Kansas City with his Star Wars tale, and take it away, John.
Hi, guys. This is John in KC calling. Love the podcast. Love the show. You guys are a lot of fun to listen to, and it's always like kind of sitting around and shooting some Star Wars stories and tales with a bunch of friends. I really enjoy it. Anyway, I've got two Star Wars tales for you. Actually, they're things that have scarred me for life, and I'm reaching out to the Star Wars community for help on these because I just can't get over them. Just some quick history. Number one, I'm an old school Star Wars fan. I saw the original A New Hope back in 77 in the theater when I was 9 years old. So anyway, if we can flash back to 1983 when Return of the Jedi came out, and back then opening days weren't quite as big as they were now. People weren't camping out. People weren't waiting for months online for the movie to start. And so the day that Return of the Jedi opened, I begged and pleaded, and I got my mom to agree to take me and a buddy over early to get in line for tickets because I knew that a line would be forming and that I knew I had to see the show that day. So we go over about 8 o'clock, 8:30, the day that the show starts, and to my surprise, we find out that we're actually the first in line. So we wait until the box office opens, and probably by the time the box office opens, there's probably a line of, 50 to 60 people. Nothing too huge, which is kind of strange. But anyway, as tickets go on sale, my buddy and I, we walk to the front and get ready to buy our tickets, and I will remember this moment for the rest of my life because I look at my buddy and I say, well, do you want to get the first ticket or should I get the first ticket? And we go, And I said, you go ahead. You get the first ticket. That's fine. I get the second ticket. So we basically buy them simultaneously. We walk out of the theater to the walk out of the box office and this round of applause. And anyway, the local papers, they're kind of covering the event, and they pull my buddy over because they want to talk to him because he got the first ticket. And so I come over and like, I'm here. I brought my friend over. My mom brought us over. The only reason he has the first ticket is because I said he could do it. And you know what? The next day in the paper, he's on the front page. His picture is on the front page. The only thing I get out of the whole thing is a paragraph that says, that I wanted to be the first in line but got, basically beaten out by this guy. And so anyway, I'm still scarred by that, and I still give my buddy trouble that, you got the first ticket to Return of the Jedi. You got to be in the paper. Anyway, that's my first Star Wars tale. Second one, to be quick with this one, now we go to 1998. I don't know if you guys remember the Men Behind the Mask tour. It had Jeremy Bullock and Kenny Baker and Peter Mayhew, and they were going around. This is before Phantom Menace even came out. And we go to Wichita, Kansas, to meet these guys and to get their autographs and whatnot. So we drive down there, and there's like nobody at this convention. It's like dead. And so the guys are kind of waiting around, kind of bored and, you know, whatnot. So, you know, I get their autographs and talk to them, all really nice. So anyway, my wife and I, we go and we're looking at some of the other stuff, and I decided I have to go to the bathroom before we head back to Kansas City. And so I find the bathroom, I walk in the bathroom, and who's there but Peter Mayhew, and he has just finished, and he is washing his hands. And I'm thinking, you know, I can handle a lot of things in my life, but standing next to Chewy at a urinal is probably not one of the things I really want to handle. So I came very close to being very scarred by that event. Anyway, guys, love your show again. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to vent, this formed event to my Star Wars brethren. And keep up the good work. We'll talk soon. Bye.
That's the Chewy impression that I couldn't do. Does he do that while he's urinating? I hope not.
I don't want to take that any further, because there's only one direction for it to go, yeah,
and it's down.
Oh my. Well, we want to thank John for those two Star Wars tales. We appreciate him. Now, we did get some email, I gotta say here, this one from the female minority, and they say, "To help represent the female Star Wars fans out there, my sister and I came up with this list. Hope you get a few laughs. Both of us would really love an autograph from the both of you. Thanks for making our commute something we don't dread anymore. P.S. We love the EU podcast too, Tara and Nikki." They sound sweet, don't they?
Again, we'll be happy to autograph, but please don't come up, hand us a piece of paper, and then walk away. We want to talk to you guys.
They walk away and laugh is what they do.
did they
actually
guys?
Signed it. But anyway, they have this list here.
This is power you of know, attorney.
You know you're a Star Wars fan when, all right, you've bought cereal, drinks, candy, etc., just because it had Yoda or Vader on it.
Check.
Guilty. You secretly like the Ewoks.
Check.
Check. Yep. Your Star Wars collection is worth more than your car.
Two checks.
You know at least three Star Wars curse words and have used them.
Check.
Oh, Sith spit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think we learned that from Joe Caroni.
Yes.
You have a super great Lando impersonation.
Double check.
What have we here?
Oh my.
You've eaten at Burger King just to collect a set of watches, glasses, or toys. Triple, quadruple check. I tell you, I am not a Burger King fan.
I've thrown out Burger King to collect watches, glasses, and toys. So ridiculous.
You're secretly disappointed your husband isn't Han Solo. My wife's not very secret about it. My wife would make no bones. Yes, I'm very disappointed you're not Harrison Ford.
Yes.
You'll watch anything George makes because it's George.
Yeah, I've already pre-bought tickets to the Tuskegee Airmen movie that he's making.
This is one of my favorites. You've tried in vain to convince people how you're cooler than a Trekkie.
Super quadruple check.
All right, you know what a Minock is.
Check.
You always wanted to ride a Tauntaun.
Or nickname your car Tauntaun.
Check. Let's see here. You try to work the phrase delusions of grandeur into your conversation at least once a day. I don't try. It just sort of happens.
It does just happen.
Let's see. What else they got here? They've got a lot of... These are really good. You make an effort to fly casual when passing a cop on the road. You're saving up money for when someone really invents a lightsaber and you'll be ready.
I will be.
This is good too. You thought moisture farming was a real occupation for half of your childhood.
It makes sense. There's deserts on Earth.
That's right. Ah, you feel for the Rancor Keeper.
We all do. He has that look on that face.
I like this one. You like this. You voted for Darth Pete.
That just makes you kind of insane.
In the Name the Sith contest, you have a favorite Luke wine and insist on performing it for friends.
That's a check for you.
It's not true.
It's impossible. Does it count if you're my favorite Luke wine and I make you perform it for friends?
Oh. Yeah, TiVo Battlestar Galactica to fill the void until the live-action Star Wars series comes out.
Absolutely.
When Jason mentions the 3 3/4 line, you know what he's talking about.
Yes.
this is good, too. The Target stock guy knows your name. you stand and salute the 501st. In case of a fire, your family knows to save your Star Wars collection before photos, pets, etc.
That is absolutely true.
You know what? I like this one, too. I got to say, your secret birthday wish every year is that George will begin making movies that follow Luke after Return of the Jedi.
Absolutely.
Guilty as charged. Thank you, Tara and Nikki. Those were really good.
That's a great list.
We'll try to get those on our show notes. If I don't think they would mind. And if I feel real ambitious, I'll copy and paste them. You know, that's what it's going to take.
Whoa, buddy.
Now, before we get into a couple of voicemails that we got here, Jason in Texas is kind of taking us to task a little bit. He says, hey, guys, I wanted to bring your attention that you didn't answer one of your voicemails from the podcast. The guy from Australia asked a question regarding the Ralph McQuarrie figs and whether or not they'd be available outside of C4 Celebration Europe, and you totally forgot to answer it.
Yes,
and
we did.
But, well, we just did. We just did.
Yeah, we did earlier.
So. We did earlier. The no word on whether or not the McQuarrie droids will be available outside of the two conventions.
McQuarrie Luke May,
as it's a Hasbro Toy Shop exclusive. What does the LC say? Oh, he says, well, we get too wrapped up in our bad impressions of Mark Hamill.
Yes,
so
we
keep
do.
Up the great work, and please answer the question. So I think we did just that. Couple here of voicemails. This is, who do we have? Micah.
Great name, by the way.
Yeah, Micah. We don't know where you're from, Micah, but
Greenville.
Greenville. Here's your listener mail.
Hey, Jason and Pete. It's Micah from Greenfield again. I was just wondering if you guys are at C4. I know you guys are going to C4. I wonder if you guys were going to have, like, a booth or something, you know, like maybe with stickers or something like that, podcast, maybe. Because actually, I was thinking, you know what you guys should make? You guys should make pod covers for, you know, like, you know, the iPod covers. That'd be cool, because I'd completely sport that on my iPod. So, I hope you, can't wait to see you guys at C4. I hope I can run into you guys and meet you and shake your hands. All right, see you at C4. Bye.
Yes, come and shake our hands. We won't be having a booth. We might have a makeshift card table that we get at the Office Max down the street. Right.
We may just be walking around with using Jay Shepard as our table. Sorry, Jay, you do the short straw.
Well, we won't have a booth. I mean,
our plan is to be as visible as possible.
Yeah, we want to just be moving around and talking to fans and talking to the celebs that are out there and. In addition, enjoying the show, I mean, beyond everything else, we are fans. If you haven't figured that out yet, we do like Star Wars, and we don't want it to be all work and no play. But let's face it, there really is no work. It's all going to be fun. But
yes,
we'll be around. You know, if the stars align in such a way that we're able to record a show live, I mean, we're going to be recording little segments and then playing them when we get back and shooting some things down. We've got lots of things planned. We might be doing some video podcasting, some different things we've got in the works. But if the stars align and we're able to do a live show from out there, we will. I mean, we're not saying no, we won't.
It's all going to have to come together.
Yes.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Now, this is Rick from Ohio. Now, Rick is the guy that we based, that Jimmy Mack based that wonderful promo on, which we'll be playing for you in just a moment. He found out that he was being promoted. He's in the service. He found out that he was getting a promotion on the same day that he heard his voicemail being played on the Forcecast, and he said, well, it just meant a lot more to hear that voicemail in the Forcecast than his promotion. So, anyway, this is Rick from Ohio, our own home state. He's following up with us here. Go away, take it away, Rick.
Hey, Jason and Pete. It's Rick from Ohio again. Just like to say that I heard myself on that Star Wars Tale promo you had on Friday. I will forever cherish that. That was great. Maybe someday I'll play it for my kids or something. But also, I noticed you guys are talking about how you go to Target and Walmart and all the stores in Canton. About a month ago, I was in Canton visiting my fiance's brother who has a wedding coming up, and actually stopped in Target because I noticed that those Order 66 exclusives came out, so I was like, yeah, I'll stop in Target here because there's no Targets where around where I'm from, so I was like, maybe I'll get lucky. And as I was walking in, I was like, maybe I'll see Jason and Pete. So I was like, kind of like scanning the areas, kind of see if I maybe see your faces. And then I got to the toy aisle, and freaking the Star Wars toys were pretty much all gone. I was like, I bet Jason and Pete were here, took all the good ones. But, yeah, that was kind of fun for me. And also, talking about going over there to Canton for the wedding, I have to miss C4 because of a wedding in Canton. It's on Saturday, May 28th, and it's killed me knowing about that. But I went to USPS and did that contest, the 6 challenges, which any Star Wars fan who's ever watched one, like all 6 movies at least once can answer those questions and easily complete all the 6 challenges. But anyway, I'm kind of hoping perhaps I'll win that and convince the bride and groom to push back the wedding, or maybe possibly take them on an early honeymoon with me since I can take 4 people. But that's probably not going to happen. But I'm also trying to work out maybe flying down the net like Sunday morning after the wedding and get down there just as long as I can just see it for the last day and a half. But I don't know if I'm going to do that yet. I'm kind of jealous that I'm going to be in Canton and you guys are going to be at C4. But anyway, love the show. Love hearing my voice on the Star Wars tale promo there. And I can talk to you guys later. All right, bye.
Wow, that's a bummer, Rick. We're going to be in L.A. and you're going to be here in Canton.
that's definitely the luck.
Oh, man. Well, we feel for you. You never know, though. Maybe something will work out. I don't know. Maybe they'll break up.
You're such a good guy.
Well, if they cared about Star Wars and our good buddy Rick, they wouldn't have scheduled their wedding right during. What are they thinking?
They would have had it in L.A.
Yeah, it's so much nicer out there.
Yeah,
for crying out loud. Well, what do we have here? Another Force Cast in the can. We want to thank Jimmy Mack for all of the wonderful sound clips that he sent down to us this week. Jimmy, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Dan Curto, for that wonderful Hasbro update. Sorry for those of you that aren't into the Hasbro figures. But again, it's not our fault.
That's right.
We just report the news. We don't make the news. Now, here's something we wanted to bring your attention to. If you're not familiar with MySpace, get out from under that rock that you've been hiding. MySpace.com. Force.net just kind of observed a little milestone. 3,000 friends on MySpace, which is
amazing.
Very, very cool. So check them out. We'll have the links to all of our various MySpace profiles and pages. I'm at MySpace.com/JasonSwank.
I am MySpace.com/PeterNadel.
You're very formal with the Peter, by the way.
Well, yeah.
The middle name wasn't available, too? My well, Christian name, Peter.
Right. Don't make fun of me.
Also, we've had this on our show notes for some time, but we haven't talked about it. There's a little listener survey that you can take, and we've had a great number of you have done it, but we still need more. So if you haven't taken the survey, please do. It takes a few minutes, but
it gives us a great idea of,
oh, yeah,
of what you guys are looking for, what our best focus is. And
if you haven't figured it out yet, the future of podcasting looks very, very bright. And we want to make sure that whatever happens here in this industry of podcasting, that our show and the show that you love, which, you know, that's you telling us that, make sure that it's at the top. And the only way to do that, or one of the best ways to do that, is to get lots of data on who's listening and why you're listening. So there's not a lot of personal information that's asked in terms of, you know, anything that you'd really be kind of nervous about. hopefully you'll take the time. So we'd like you to do that. If you want to get in contact with us, there's lots and lots of ways. You can email us at podcast@theforce.net. You can Skype us at username ForceCast. Pete, what are some other ways?
Well,
you can give us a call, right?
You can give us a call at 330-478.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Even I don't know the number.
330-871-4TFN.
871-4TFN. And as always, check us out at our official forums on rebelscum.com.
That sounds like that's about it. For the Force Cast, I am Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And please remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.